Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Content. Philippians 4, verses 12 and 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Several years ago, I received the following humorous story. I hasten to add that it could just as easily apply to men as well as women. Here's the story. Recently, a husband shopping center opened in Oklahoma City where women could go to choose a husband from among many men. It was laid out in 5 floors, with the men increasing in positive attributes as you ascended up the floors. The only rule was, once you open the door to any floor, you must choose a man from that floor, and if you went up a floor, you couldn't go back down except to leave the place, never to return. A couple of girlfriends went to the center to find husbands. First floor. The door had a sign saying, "These men have jobs and love kids." The woman read the sign and say, "Well, that's better than not having jobs or not living kids, but I wonder what's further up." So up they go. Second floor. "These men have high-paying jobs, love kids, and are extremely good-looking." "Hmm," say the girls. "But I wonder what's further up." Third floor. "These men have high-paying jobs, are extremely good-looking, love kids, and help with the housework." "Wow," say the women. "Very tempting, but there's more further up." And up they go. Fourth floor. "These men have high-paying jobs, love kids, are extremely good-looking, help with the housework, and have a strong romantic streak." "Oh, mercy me! But just think, what must be awaiting us further on?" So up to the 5th floor they go. 5th floor. The sign on that door said, "This floor is empty and exists only to prove that women are impossible to please. Goodbye." If only I had a husband, or a wife, or a new car, or a new house, or such and such, then I would be content. How many times have we heard that, or even uttered such as those? By nature, we seem to be people that lack the contentment gene. There is always something not quite to our liking. Lack of contentment comes as a result of being controlled by our carnal human nature. Trust me on this. We are in a battle between our human nature and our spiritual nature. Sadly, it is often our human nature that wins out over the spiritual resolves we make. I am so glad that Paul gives us a radiant testimony of his victory over discontent. He freely states that there were times in his life when he was prosperous, but there were also times when he had nothing. He wants us to understand that it is not the good things or distasteful things of life that matter. It is Christ who makes the difference. Paul sums up his comments on the plenty and lack in a unique manner. It is not the good times or the bad times which gives us contentment in this life. It is the power of Christ, not our power, that matters. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Here is another verse which should be a constant reminder for each of us who strive to find lasting contentment. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.